Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
And so we're going to jump into our next interview right now. Hello.
Hello.
Great. How are you?
We'll do that one more time.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Do me a favor and go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
To the camera?
Yes, please.
Yep, I'm Dale Backus, CEO of Oh Snap.
Snap?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that what we're supposed to do, Oh Snap? What is Oh Snap?
Oh Snap is the world's thinnest and most functional phone grip ever created. So you're all probably familiar with the pop socket. It's sort of the gorilla in the room.
I turned them down for an interview because they were not a CES exhibitor before they launched.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Years and years ago.
All right. And so, you know, I'm an inventor, and I saw this thing and all these other things come out, and I was just like, man, these guys are making a killing off this thing that is really terrible.
Yeah.
And so I started looking into this, and the objective is to make something that is as slim and unobtrusive as possible, sexy, matches the aesthetic and quality of your phone, not a cheap, chintzy 5-cent piece of plastic, and that has an incredible amount of functionality.
Okay.
So that's what this is. And so it looks like this. You press here, it actuates the band. And so right off the bat, you have a kickstand, and then it closes, the loop closes like that just by squeezing the band together. So now you have complete one-fingered, one-handed control over your phone. Okay, so it also rotates. So you have full 360 degrees. It also slides up and down. So, you know, we all know what it's like trying to reach that top left corner of your phone with one hand. It's impossible. So we made it slide and rotate so you can really get anywhere you want on your phone with one hand. And then because it slides, you can also set it down in portrait mode. You can also remove it entirely.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't prepared for that.
That is beautiful.
For wireless charging, okay?
Yeah.
Because we all know everyone loves wireless charging. You can't do that with a pop socket. And then the kicker.
It's the reason I have never put one on a device.
Yep.
And well, then the one kicker, of many, but.
Each one comes with a sticky plate, right? This is just a piece of steel with a really cool nano adhesive on it. And it's removable and washable and all that.
Is that like the micro suction cup thing?
Essentially,
okay. Yeah.
And so you can stick it to any surface in your house or whatever, and it's magnetic. And so there's actually magnets in the thing. So
beautiful.
You can,
what?
I figured you didn't have any steel anywhere, so I brought this to show the magnetic functionality. But so you can stick it to your refrigerator, your microwave, your
desk, anything like that.
And so where you don't have steel, we provide this for you. I have one in my shower.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then, you know, most these have gotten really popular, these magnetic car mounts, right? So this goes in the vent of your car.
Yeah.
We also work with those. I missed. Ooh. We also work with those, you know, right off the bat. So, like, you know, there's magnets in here, but there's also steel. So it's attracted to steel, and steel is attracted to it. So it really does everything, and it's less than half the thickness of a pop socket. So and it's milled aluminum. I mean, it's just it's really, really comfortable to use. Why don't you give it a test drive there?
That's always been my issue with the pop socket whenever I've used them on other people's devices, is that they frequently don't fold out.
They
wiggle, they move, everything else. And especially the fact of, like you said, it doesn't sit flat on surfaces.
Exactly.
Our executive producer from the corner is watching going, what?
I brought some goodies,
And that's great because I've actually got really big fingers.
Yeah.
And the fact that I can adjust that in so many different ways is fantastic.
Yep. And, you know, in what we do, we use our phones a lot for things. Like when you got here, they checked you in using their phone.
Yep.
And two-handed thing because you got to – because nobody wants to put the pop socket on the thing.
Exactly.
And
that just folds right up.
That it then provides other value. It's not just a clip or a stand because, like you said, there's a zillion options for that. It's better, but there's lots of options for that. But then you get – the addition of being able to stick it to things. So in my head, I'm seeing in my studio.
Yep.
Because I can control my my switcher from my phone. So I could click it up and be able to create some hot macros and stuff like that.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? The phones have become the Swiss Army knives for our lives, right?
Yeah.
They just do everything now. But they really haven't changed for the better ergonomically at all. They're more expensive. They're larger.
Yep.
They're super slippery. And so it's funny, in America in particular, right, most people put these giant rubber cases around them, right, because for obvious reasons.
For me, it's this.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And so, I mean, it's a huge investment. And so, like, why not invest a little bit and make it really, truly function for us the way we want it to function for us?
For sure.
Now they replace the navigation in our car, right? So how many people have sat in their lap or in the cup holder or up on the dash or whatever, you know?
It's just... Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. How many times have we been on the road for a show in a rental car?
Yeah.
And the only place to put it is in the cup holder.
And you can actually, it doesn't work in all cars, but you can actually take this and you can squeeze it into a vent and actually mount it without the mount, you know, and that actually works, you know, in most cars, but some cars have funky vents and it's not working on all of them, but that's got me out of a couple binds as well. And so Relio Snap is just trying to make, you know, our relationship with our phones better, right? That's our mission.
Sure.
And this is
sure.
the first of several products we have in development.
Very cool. Now, for those of you who are watching live, and saw the comments that we were making on the show a few minutes before our interview, I made a comment that we generally do not accept phone cases, phone accessories.
Yeah.
And so this is one of the exceptions. I purposely accepted your application because it's so unique.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see it in person, and the chances of my getting out of the studio are low. So having you come to me was a better option.
Absolutely.
And it is all the things I was hoping for and more.
Now, are y'all looking at possibly making a version for tablets, other mobile devices, things like that?
Yep. We're doing several of those things. Tablets, we're doing, I mean, you can actually use this with like a Kindle and smaller tablets, but like if a larger iPad Pro, it's really not going to do anything.
Yeah, sure.
We also are going to do things like, you know, case integrations, wallet integrations, all these things.
Great,
right?
Okay.
The phone's becoming like that one thing we want to carry, right? Before anything else. And so
absolutely.
I just feel like there's all these products that can check one, two, or maybe three boxes, but at the same time, simultaneously uncheck some other boxes. Like, okay, well, I want a magnetic car mount in my car, so I put the steel plate on there to use, but now I can't wirelessly
charge.
Or whatever, you know, and it's just like...
Which for me is a big thing, because we've been friends with the Wireless Power Consortium since they had their booth here the first time a decade ago.
Yep.
And so I've been a big proponent of it, and I will not do anything to one of my phones to prevent the use of Qi.
Exactly.
Period.
Yeah. Yep.
So, all right. So two things. One of the things that makes pop sockets popular is the fact that there can be some custom branding put on it. I work with a nonprofit and we have a zillion of them.
Yep.
Is there going to be such a thing on this?
So as of today, you can't like go on our website. If you talk to us directly, we can customize. We can laser etch anywhere on this aluminum.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We are working towards like full color graphics and stuff like that.
Sure.
That's not available today, but starting right now, if you're doing like a small bulk order or something like that, we can do customization.
Fantastic.
That's my favorite thing about it is the fact that it is made out of milled aluminum. It's the construction, the build.
It's just like it's so gaudy to me. Like you buy this beautifully crafted phone
that
they spent billions of dollars
and
perfecting every inch and every millimeter. Then we take a little like pog and glue to the back.
Quarter-inch disc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Pog. I still have so many of those.
Yeah. And they do come in different colors as well. We have 9.
Stylish.
You know, space gray, gold. We have a red and, you know, some other ones as well. So, you know, we do the colors today. We're gonna start getting really crazy with it pretty soon.
Yeah. This is incredible.
Space gray.
Is that?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I thought yours was the – I'm sorry. I was catching the ceiling.
Oh, yeah,
yours looked like the green one.
No, I don't have the green.
Which
we
is
do
the
have
color
a green one,
have.
Though.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't match the midnight green perfectly, but if we started going trying to match every phone, every color,
we'd be insane.
You would be in the pop socket situation of here's 85 colors and patterns.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The most gaudy thing in the world.
Yeah.
So are these available now, coming soon?
They are on our site right now for sale, shipping this week. And so
$29.
Okay. Comes, like I said, comes with a free sticky plate.
Okay.
And it's just, we just think there's so much value in this thing. That's
awesome.
Worth the extra $10. Like I said, there's lots more to come. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and let our viewers know how they can find out more information, because I guarantee they're going to want to.
Absolutely. It's simple. Osnap.com.
Oh, snap.
I'm impressed that you got that domain.
Oh, I am too. it cost a little bit of money. I had to battle for it for like a year, but I got it.
Okay. Yeah.
I had to pluck it.
I have one of those too. I understand. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today. I really do like the product,
it's
and I'm glad that we were able to get you on the show.
Likewise. Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a good rest of the show.